Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The DJV program, person to person, a lot of good people listening to this program, a lot of good people involved in the program. Opportunities abound here. It's kind of cool that we have the opportunity every day. We can take hours or minutes out of your life to pursue information and conversation. Wishing you well, too, is a good part of what we do here. Thanks for choosing the DJV program. Jennifer Horn with Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Fiddling around with technology. So Victoria has just, and Phil, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, were teaching me how to use the facilities that I have with Microsoft and Windows 10 and the warning. I think that warning is worth repeating, actually, Victoria. So maybe we start with that and then we talk about what I know, what I don't know. Victoria is like my children. She's always trying to get me to go to Mac. I have an iPhone. I have iPads. And
so you're just one final step, one little nudge in the right direction is all we need to do.
It's okay. So what's the warning you have for everybody first? I think that's important.
Yeah, so Microsoft has issued a warning. It's an urgent warning to all Windows users. It doesn't matter if it's at your company or your office or your home. You need to do an update immediately if your update hasn't already been done automatically. Go in and make sure your update's been done. They found a very serious vulnerability in the operating system. And so white hat hackers have, you know, the good guys, they already exploited this, alerted Microsoft of this huge vulnerability. It's in the spooler service, which means nothing. Don't worry. All it means is it's in the connectivity between Windows and printers. That's where the vulnerability lies. It doesn't matter if you're connecting to multiple printers or not, but that's where it is. So just make sure you go in and do that update. It's a very quick update. Doug literally just did it during a commercial break. So just be safe and get in there.
Believe me, if I can do it,
yes,
you can do it.
Yep.
That's the bottom line. I got some good help from Phil. Thank you. Phil is onto it. But using all of this stuff, there's a certain point in which, no matter what your age, you either embrace the stuff or you don't. I embrace what I have to. Rich McFadden, who used to be sitting where Phil was and was on the air a lot with us, and the first 20 years or so of our association with Radio America, which has now been the originating network for this program for almost, 28 years or something. Anyway, the point is that he would say that he'd be after me to do this or that or get this tool or that tool. And he's very smart when it comes. He's adapted and gotten into all of it, maybe because he had to doing what he was doing, but he would teach me things, but I would only go so far. I'd go to the point where I was comfortable, and then I'd stop. Or I'd go to the point where I thought I needed to know or to figure out how to use a particular tool, and then I'd stop. And that's still the case. Some of these things that are around now, I wouldn't know a TikTok from a ding-dong. I don't know. Nothing.
We need that, Phil. We have to just grab that little sound bite. That's a little gem.
All right.
I don't know. Anyway, a TikTok from a ding dong.
From a ding dong. So now let's talk about one of the big. Maybe it's the largest corporation of its type, and people always sort of assume there's a connection to Facebook and Google and Apple or Amazon or whatever it is. So this new fellow that's running Amazon, Andy Jassy, was profiled, and I thought this was a very interesting profile. Most people don't know his name, but they all know his boss's and the founder's name, Jeff Bezos. So Bezos is playing with his rocket company now. He's out. He's the richest human being on the planet, so he doesn't have much to worry about. So now this guy Jassy comes in and takes over what apparently is an unbelievable mess. Did anybody realize all of the problems that they're having? And that's why Bezos apparently wanted to get out, because there are antitrust investigations. They've got labor problems. Apparently there's something in the cloud. I don't even know what does that mean. The cloud space.
That's the storage. Their cloud drive.
Microsoft and Google are both in competition. What is Amazon offering that they aren't, or why is that a place?
Well, remember earlier this week when the defense contract got canceled with Microsoft because they were going to do a cloud support data system. So
yes.
And then they realized that they canceled it, and Amazon had actually, I think, sued. I think it was the Trump administration. I think Amazon sued them because they weren't allowed to bid or something like that. But yeah. Amazon has a cloud product, and so does Microsoft. Now they're both going to go improve on it because the essentially what the requirements are that the government needs have changed since that last proposal.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, Amazon has problems on every single rung of the ladder.
I know, but Victoria, think about this. Everybody think about this. Go back to, what was it, 1997, I think it was. It was in the 90s, anyway. They want to say 96, 97, someplace in there. When they started as an online bookseller, that was it. And now think about it, what, 25 years later? It is a huge, huge business. And it's into everything. You can buy groceries there. You can get pharmaceuticals there. You can buy pretty much anything. People say, oh, it's much handier to go to Amazon. It really isn't. You're kidding yourself. Many of the people using it are involved or are interested in the environment, and it is a horror show. Amazon is a complete horror show for the, look at all the trucks. You can't go up. I was out in Western Massachusetts last night picking up a tractor, and up and down the Mass Turnpike, truckload after truckload, prime trailer trucks. And then when you go into neighborhoods, you see the new vans that are all painted with the prime logo and the paint scheme and that kind of stuff. They are everywhere. I mean, in everything. They are worth $2 trillion now. That's how Bezos has his worth of $156 billion. Because he owns enough stock in it to, but when the capital, you think about $2 trillion, there are countries that don't have that kind of wealth. So, anyway, and there now this guy's facing this week apparently a bunch of antitrust regulation things going on because the government now thinks that it's too big. The government thinks that a lot of this stuff is too big. They think, I don't know what they think about Microsoft, but they think Google's too big. Right? Isn't there a lot of that? And I think the first time we talked about it, Victoria, I went back to the days when I was younger, when AT&T was broken up into all the little what they call baby bells, because mm-hmm. the government thought that they'd gotten too big and too powerful and too influential. Well, I mean, you can say that of a bunch of stuff, a ton of companies now. Look at Warner Tech, but Disney. Disney is way too big. It controls way too much of what is in the entertainment sphere. So I think you get a lot of this sort of thing going on. Is it just, can we chalk it up to complications of progress? Is that kind of what that's all about? I don't have a conclusion.
I don't know.
That.
I mean, but to go back to your initial point, the new CEO of Amazon, yes, he's walking into a spider web.
Woof.
I mean, he's got on every, like I said, every rung of the Amazon ladder has got problems. They
right.
have the antitrust stuff is probably at the top of the ladder, and I don't mean this in any disparaging way, but sort of at the bottom of the ladder, you've got the individual workers who have been battling for union status, for yeah. better pay, for safer conditions in the warehouses during COVID. I mean, they have problems on, you know, they got that big and then, you know, more money, more
then
problems.
What?
I mean, it's
right,
kind of
exactly.
like that.
Yeah, right. Yep. So you'd wonder. So speaking of big companies, This, you would know more about this than I. Forever 21, I do know, is a it's a brand of clothing, right? Don't they have stores in a lot of the malls and
yes,
stuff?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you should not shop there beyond much beyond 21.
So I wouldn't go in. I'm not a customer.
No, there are a lot of 60-year-olds that think they're Forever 21 is what I'm getting at.
Yeah. All right. So, but is this, what's going on with this company? They want to go public? And is that, why is that a bad thing?
Well, Forever 21, this is one of those companies that buys up a lot of debt. And so Forever 21 has closed, I think, most of their stores.
Yeah, most of their mall stores.
Yeah, and so they've been really, they've been very vulnerable. And so, and Aeropostale and, or Aeropostale, whatever, from the 90s, Brooks Brothers, JCPenney, all those brands have gone into bankruptcy. And so this company is Authentic Brands Group, ABG, and so they just go in and buy up everybody's debt.
Ah,
so now they're taking, so now they're the third largest licensor in the world. So essentially you could end up going into a, if malls ever exist again, or into a major department store, again, if those exist, who knows, but you'll be able to see these brands now relicensed. So you don't have to just go to a Forever 21 store. You'll be able to get Forever 21 branded merchandise in other stores.
And that belong to the same company. Got it.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know. Is that handy?
I'm looking at their website right now. The Forever 21 website looks good. It looks pretty robust still. So that's
That's probably where the bulk of their business is going to stay.
Mm-hmm. That's the DJV show. Thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly. Yep, think O'Reilly. They're close, they're convenient, they're known for guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service, professional parts people, you can trust them. Stop by and see your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today, or you can visit them online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon. And the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic vitamins and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic and the...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour now on the DJB program with trending items from social media. Jay is here with Victoria and Jennifer and me to go through some of the responses that are cool from our listeners. It's a great way for you to engage with us because I said a long time ago I stopped taking phone calls because it was really it was hard sometimes to get people to focus on whatever their real comment was. There's nothing more boring and having somebody on the air pick up a phone and say, hello, you're on the air. Oh, hi, Fred. I'm certainly happy you took my call. How's everything with you? You know, come on. Let's get to it. So, we've asked people what the statute of limitation ought to be when it comes to spoiler alerts for movies, because I'm a bad guy when it comes to that. Right, Jay?
Yeah, you're not great. A lot of people agree.
And the reason that that is the focus now is because I let a few cats out of the bag when it came to F9.
You definitely let go of one of the plot twists.
Uh-huh.
And Chad Allen says, never reveal spoilers without a warning. At least give a warning.
Next time I'll warn you, Chad. I'll do that.
Yes.
Next time.
Spoiler alert. Before you say it. We always catch it on the back end. But you had 2 weeks to 3 months, pretty much, or what people were saying.
2 weeks, though. The movie's been open in our country for, what, 2-3 weeks?
Yeah, but the problem,
right?
Though, is that you giving away the plot of F9, is that not everyone's going to see it in the movie theater. I'd like to see it, but I'm not going to go see it in a movie theater, so I'm going to wait until it comes to streaming, like a lot
problem.
Of people do.
That's
it's not my problem, Doug.
Yeah,
you're being
problem.
A... Okay, well, and a lot of people say that. So,
that's what I'm saying.
Well, Jay Martin says 3 months. That way it gives people enough time to go to the theater.
But then nobody's talking about it anymore. Nobody's talking about it. 3 months down the road, you think people are going to be talking about
F9? 3 months from now, hopefully it'll be on streaming, and then everyone will be talking about it again.
Well, and Jim Beck points out that 3 weeks should be enough time because anybody who really wants to go see it will make it a point to go see it. Right. Brian Linetti, I disagree with you, Brian. Says 10 years. 10 years
to you, Brian.
For a total spoil, 5 years for a partial spoil.
That's sort of
my
schedule.
Want to
know how Titanic ends?
No,
don't tell me.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. That's sort of my schedule, so I'm with him on that. Like,
right.
I get to stuff like 10
Actually,
years
me
later,
being
so
a spoiler is part of my charm.
Mm-mm.
All right, next question.
Mm-mm.
President Biden announced the latest plans to get more Americans vaccinated. Door-to-door outreach is one of the things that they're talking about doing. And so our question to you is that okay? Are you cool with that? So what do we get for responses to them?
No, pretty much unanimous. Get off my lawn. Yeah. Good going.
Get off my porch. Right. Waste of time and resources. Sharon, a bad idea, very bad idea. Okay, so.
I like Larry Fuss. I resent the intrusion of my privacy. Our community has posted no soliciting policy, but government task force will.
How does that? What do you mean? You can live in a town and it says you can't come, go knock on anybody's door in this town? Is that what that is?
Developments. A lot of developments will have signs posted. If you live in an apartment complex, they'll have no solicitation.
Yeah,
I know a lot of my neighbors have no soliciting, like big, not just a sign at their door, but a big banner on their trees.
My sign is a shotgun.
It doesn't work.
Every building in New York City has a sign, and it's not like you
people
still don't get a
through.
Bunch
yeah,
of
people
Chinese
take it as more of a suggestion.
Yeah.
Right.
It doesn't
They're like, what is this soliciting you're talking about? What does that mean?
Agree or disagree with the ruling against Sha'Carri Richardson being suspended for having a joint from the Olympics. So what do we find there?
Jeremy Wood points out marijuana can stay in your system for 30 days. He says, I think it's dumb. Weed isn't a performance-enhancing drug.
That's
Jan
true.
Rose says the rules might be outdated and need to be changed. However, they're in effect now and should be obeyed.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the consensus, isn't it? From people even in the Olympics that our listeners and people generally, generally speaking, they feel like, okay, the rules are the rules. You don't like them? Change them. 28, good input. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The Karma Innovation and Customization Center revealed the first vehicles being produced under a contract manufacturing agreement with Iro Inc. These light-duty electric vehicles will fill the gap between full-size trucks and small utility cars for low-speed logistics and cargo services in campus and urban environments. Karma and Iro previously announced the formation of a partnership to produce vehicles under the agreement. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Arizona Senate's audit of the 2020 election has resulted in a different ballot count than that given by Maricopa County officials. That's according to Chamber's President Karen Fan. Fan added that she was not told the size of the ballot count difference. Approximately 2.1 million ballots are being recounted. Election officials, however, insist there has been no evidence of widespread fraud. The NAACP plans to pay bail for a group of Texas Democrats who fled the state to block voting integrity laws legislation. Governor Greg Abbott threatened they would be arrested upon their return. NAACP President and CEO Derek Johnson said, "War has been declared on democracy, and we will support anyone who stands up to defend it. We are fully invested in good trouble." End quote. U.S. lawmakers are calling on Canada to open the border immediately to fully vaccinated travelers, but Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he will proceed with caution. More than 50% of eligible Canadians have been fully vaccinated. USA Radio News. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. As violent crime in America continues to worsen, former South Carolina Governor and U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley on Fox News gives her point of view on why this is happening.
Defunding the police is what caused the spike in crime, but I also think they're never going to admit it. But look, they admitted it at the voting box when they elected Eric Adams, because here's the guy that's saying, no, we don't need to defund the police. We need more troops on the streets. Whether he's right or not is a shift that shows Democrats are trying to get out of this hole they dug, but they dug it really deep. I mean, they've caused crime waves across this country in a way that's going to take truly years to recover. But we've got to do something about it now. We've got to have the backs of our blue, and we've got to make sure that they know that we're going to hold these perpetrators accountable and actually prosecute them.
On Wednesday, Ms. Haley tore into the Biden administration for how it handled the Afghanistan withdrawal.
One issue is the withdrawal. The other issue is how it was done. The idea that the base left in the dark of night and just suddenly disappeared was a terrible sign for our enemies and for our allies. But we need a presence, an intelligence presence. You know, in Syria, we had a presence, not a lot of people, but Russia and Iran didn't mess with us. They let us know what was going on all the time because they knew we were watching. You have now taken every ounce of our eyes and ears off what's happening. Taliban's taken over 85%. And what that now means is we now have to be careful at home because we don't know what the terrorists are doing abroad.
My name is Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
After the hour now on the DJV program, how do you do? Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. I was just reading up. You have been teasing me about my abilities or lack thereof when it comes to certain technology. There are a couple of really good radio programs that focus on technology. They're on the weekend. Leo Laporte, who's the guy that works for Premier. So all the iHeart stations carry him. And then there's Kim Komando, who I find to be, any encounter that I've ever had with her has always been positive. She's very friendly, very smart.
Well, and she's your type.
Well, maybe. Her husband takes exception to that.
However, anyway. Doesn't matter.
No, I understand. So she's been talking a lot, and I thought I'd bring this into the discussion here because we've been talking a lot about technology today, about food loyalty programs and the data tracking that's involved in them. When you go to, like, I have a Stop and Shop card for the East Coast. I have a Ralph's card. I have a few other. I have a Costco card. What else do I have? All of these cards. Anyway, so you use them because supposedly they give you benefits, right? Mm-hmm. But did you know what they're tracking and the information they have on you? It's kind of like going to a motel. Never leave your card, you know, the card that they make for you when you come check in. They give you a card, go to room 1835 or whatever it is. If you leave that card around, there's all kinds
of
information.
That's a myth. They don't put your information on that card.
Oh, they don't?
Mm-hmm. No.
So I'm giving people bad information? Is
yes.
that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean,
well,
think about how much fraud there would be if that were true.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people just leave the
cards? Well, what about
all
the data tracking?
All that does is tell the system that it programs just for the lock on the door. There's nothing attached to any person's data.
All right, but then what about the data tracking that's done by...
Grocery stores are a real deal, by the
way. Yeah,
that's so. Yeah, you go to like you join the club card at Vons, Ralph's, Kroger, or whatever.
I got a Vons card.
Grocery store.
Yep.
CVS, Walgreens, they have a whole profile about what's wrong. So, what's wrong with you? So, for instance, if you go in, like this is funny. I've never been pregnant. I don't have kids, but I went for a shower once to they have like a diaper thing where you bring diapers. I bought diapers one time at Rite Aid, and now they constantly give me the coupons on the receipt for being a mom.
That's funny.
I mean, it's creepy. So they are totally watching what you buy. They sell your information, and they market to you directly. Not everybody's receipt is created equally. They look at what you buy, and then they give you coupons, money-saving offers, like all that stuff so that they can contact you directly. That's creepy. Now, imagine, this is why I don't like the vaccine program going door-to-door. I don't want Joe Biden looking at a list like Santa Claus and putting me on a naughty and nice list based on my vaccine status.
Well, Joe Biden's not likely to do that. Maybe somebody working.
No, it's definitely him, like Santa.
Really?
He looks at the list.
Better check it twice.
Check it twice.
Okay, you've been naughty. Or you've been nice. All right, speaking of naughty and nice.
There's too much of that stuff, isn't
there? Yeah, there is too much of it.
Yeah, we have no problem. You can't even talk in front of your. You can't even talk in front of your cell phone. Without, I've just been in the hospital for a while. Like, with my dad, I haven't been in the hospital, but I've been listening. Like, I can't tell you how many weird, health things because of what, nurses, just conversations I've had with nurses and doctors that are now being advertised to me in my Instagram feed. I mean, it's crazy. I said I was laughing with my cousin's daughter trying to get her to say plantar fasciitis because she's two. And plantar fasciitis now comes up in my feed. I wasn't looking for that. I don't have plantar fasciitis. I was trying to get her to say because it was
I do. Maybe
word.
They were sending it to me.
But it's like, how creepy is that? Do we have any privacy for our own health, at least?
Ooh. No, we have no privacy at all. The federal government or the judge who's ruled in this Air Force case, Victoria, you want to give us, we were just talking about this off the air because I didn't remember this back to 2017, this big shooting.
Yeah.
In the church. Now that you and I were talking about it, it's coming back into my mind. So why is it back on the surface again now?
Well, because this decision, this federal judge ruled that the U.S. Air Force holds 60% of the responsibility for this shooting, which left 26 people dead. So this was a 26-year-old gunman, Devin Kelly. He was convicted in 2012 for domestic violence against his wife and his infant son. He was sentenced to a year in jail, which should have prevented him from ever buying a gun.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, because this was, I guess the Air Force handled this sentencing, or there was something about he was a former member of the Air Force, and so the Air Force didn't report this, essentially. They should have reported the criminal history into the federal background check database used for gun purchases. They didn't. And then 26 people ended up being shot. So the judge says that 60% of the blame should go to the Air Force. I don't know what that means,
that means the taxpayer
in a tangible
eats it.
Way.
What it means is the taxpayer eats it. The taxpayer is going to pay whatever lawsuits that come out of this. The settlement will come from the taxpayer. That's what it means.
And you know what stopped him? I believe this is the one where the good guy with the gun.
I want to know who's being held responsible for
the
individual.
Street, remember?
Yeah.
No, but remember, I think it was I can't remember his name, but I think he ran in from his home and neutralized this shooter and chased him down and ended up shooting him in a car. Is that the same one that I'm thinking of?
I don't recall that, but it may be. I mean, again, we're back to 4 years ago. Anyway, there's all of the shoot 'em up stuff. The Air Force should have known better, keeping better track. But who's going to lose his or her job over this?
That's who it was. Stephen Williford is the good guy who went after him and got him out of there. It's going to be who's going to lose their job? No one. I mean,
nobody loses their job.
We'll just end up paying for it.
Speaking of shooting it up, a lot of people this week have been talking about the assassination of the president of Haiti. It seemed like you can understand when you read his resume and how he was doing, why he got shot. Then after he got shot, the police chased down a bunch of people, killed four of them, arrested a couple of others. And at this point, who's running the country, that's what's in question. This guy wanted to be a dictator for life, sort of a Putin-esque.
Did you hear that Hillary Clinton started? Maybe, Jay, you saw it. Hillary Clinton started trending after all of this yesterday. Did you see that?
Why?
No, I didn't.
Why?
Because of the Clinton Foundation and their dealings in Haiti. And then all of a sudden, like, Hillary Clinton was, trending all over the place yesterday because people were saying that somehow the Clinton Foundation was involved, or this is another one. You know, the Clintons get nailed a lot with people dying on their watch. And so that was, I'm not saying that that's true, but it was trending all over the place yesterday.
All right, here's something else that seems to be trending. The Tucker Carlson interview with Putin, like, who cares? I would spend 5 seconds listening to him, no matter what. But there's all this. Jennifer, you may know more about this in terms of the charges against Carlson or what he's saying. He says the government is checking him out. The NSA is watching him, targeting him because he wanted to do an interview with Putin. Is that basically it, or is this just PR to get people?
He'd come on the air last week on his show and said that he received a leaked information from someone who worked within the NSA, who gave him the heads up that they were spying on him. And this person within the NSA gave him details of a text message exchange between him and someone else. I think it's an unnamed person. I don't know who it was. And he said, Tucker said, that there were details that only he and the other person in this text message would know. And it would be impossible for anyone else, like, on the planet to know the specific details that this guy from the
NSA. Chinese are listening to your phone.
Here's the story. I get it. But the story is that the person in the NSA, there's no way that someone would know about this conversation unless you were in it. And so Tucker Carlson believed that this was accurate information coming from the NSA, that he was being spied on. So now it broke yesterday that he was actually talking to Kremlin intermediaries, they call them in the U.S., about setting up an interview with Vladimir Putin. And that's when the NSA allegedly started spying on him. They said that government officials learned about his attempt to secure an interview with Putin, and Carlson learned that the government was aware of his outreach, and that, I guess, is the basis of his accusation. And the NSA has denied it. They've said that they're not doing it, but, again, they've got a whistleblower who is saying that this information was indeed taken by the NSA. It wouldn't surprise me if they were spying on him. I mean, this wouldn't be the first time that the government is spying on members of the media.
Yeah. I just had a thought that I will keep to myself. Thank you very much. Okay. How many people work in circumstances where there's a non-compete clause? For example, your husband, Victoria, does he have a non-compete clause working? He's in a sensitive job. Working with lots of personalities, and somebody could come along and say, hey, I want to hire him because he knows how to get this done and that done.
He does not have a non-compete. I've had several.
Yes.
But, yeah, he does not.
Okay. So how are they worthwhile? I noticed that the administration is now looking to crack down on non-compete clauses. I know most of the time when they are applied they apply in media, they usually get thrown out. Radio people that have a non-compete, they go work for another station.
Yeah, for sure.
And they should be, because people then can't make a living. If you get, let's say somebody fires you from working at a radio station and you need a job.
I had one for 18 months.
You did?
Wow, that's long.
I saw one that said for 18 months I was not allowed to work for anyone that would be considered competition to the company.
Really?
I mean, luckily nothing bad happened. You know, the job came and went and whatever. But it was, it was bizarre. It was a lot that they insisted that everyone sign that.
Right.
Some companies, if they want to hire you on, they'll buy out the non-compete. They'll pay your former employer so that you can go work for them and cancels out the non-compete.
Yeah, right. Anyway. Any more bodies in Surfside? I think the people there have just... Did they find more bodies yet?
Sad.
Yeah, they did, and they've kind of now changed the wording. You know, they were holding out hope that this was going to be a recovery or a rescue mission, essentially, and now they're calling it just a recovery effort. I think they realize that there's, according to at least the people on the scene, that there's no chance of life. They said that the rescue phase is over.
At the DJV download, the discussion of Gwen and Blake's wedding continues. Carson Daly was the officiator. I didn't know that, so you can learn that if you didn't know it as well. Pete Davidson and his tattoos, the subject of our conversation. Get it all. Hear the podcast every day at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Consumers are urging brands to take responsibility when it comes to creating more eco-friendly products with less impact on the planet. And one mass-market brand is taking it upon themselves to do just that. 1 year on from the launch of Greener Beauty, Garnier debuts its most sustainable product yet. Joining me now for more detail on the launch is Adrian Koskas, Garnier brand president.
At Garnier, we are committed to greener beauty to reduce our environmental impact. But we also need to help our consumers reduce theirs too. That's why innovations like the Garnier Whole Blends shampoo bar are crucial. The formula is a fast rinse, it's 97% biodegradable, with no plastic packaging at all. In Europe, it has been a great success, and more than 70% of US consumers want to be more sustainable. We want to be the helping hand with innovations like this one that are already available on Amazon, but also through the third-party accreditations. All Garnier shampoos and conditioners are cradle-to-cradle certified, and the Garnier brand globally is approved by Cruelty Free International.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
How hard can it be to find a Python pro?
Sam's startup had a front-end developer walk out the back door.
Beta.
He needs a new software engineer, stat.
What do you mean they just quit? We go live in 72 hours.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlique works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Okay, 53 past the hour now. This is the DJV program. It's Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan is here to set things straight when it comes to things in the world of technology that are affecting many of our lives. So let's see here. There's a new group of regulations for pipelines. And it's not how the pipelines run. It's what their computer and their cybersecurity is all about, right?
Yes, the Department of Homeland Security is moving to regulate cybersecurity in the pipeline industry. This is going to be for the first time. Up until now, there have basically been some guidelines, but they've been no more than suggestions, really. Now they want to actually step it up and regulate it. This is all, of course, in the wake of the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack that basically came to a grinding halt on the entire East Coast of the country, the supply of gasoline and jet fuel. So the TSA, this is where you're going to go, oh, the TSA, which is actually a division of the Department of Homeland Security, they're going to issue a security directive this week requiring pipeline companies to report cyber incidents to federal authorities.
What the hell
has
the TSA got to do with pipelines?
I know. That's a good question. I'm glad you asked.
My God.
The fact that they handle the pipeline security is a relic of post-9/11 or reorganization of the government.
Originally,
the Department of Transportation oversaw pipelines because it was seen as a mode of transportation. So now,
how about the Energy Department oversees the pipelines? Hello.
Well, but in 2002, responsibility for pipeline security was moved to the newly created TSA. So that basically, the Department of Transportation is still in charge of the safety of the actual pipes, like making sure that they don't fail or, you know, crack
leak.
Or leak, yeah. But the cybersecurity part is now going to be under the TSA, so that all of our national, you know, cybersecurity goes under that.
Yeah,
now,
yeah, tax again, dollars at work.
You can insert a million jokes here because we know about the TSA and we know how, you
doofus.
Know. Exactly. So I'm not really sure how effective this will be, except that what we will know is that when there is a cyber attack or a demand for, you know, ransom, then we will at least know on a federal level. The downside of this is that we're going to have to come up with a real, we're going to have a well-defined policy about paying ransoms, because we just, you know, we did the story last week here in Tech Talk, how many companies have actually paid the ransomware, and they've gotten they have gotten their software back, they've gotten their, you know, things have been released from the hackers. So I don't know what we're going to do, because if Colonial Pipeline didn't pay the $4.5 million, who knows if we would even have gas flowing right now. So it's going to get very messy before it gets better.
But the TSA is there at the ready.
Right.
All right, let's get to the big announcement from Sling TV that you've all been waiting on the edge of your seats for.
Well, compared to competitors like YouTube TV and Hulu, Sling TV has never really had that attractive of an app or a layout to watch TV, so the overall user experience has been kind of low budget, but that also went, that was in keeping with the lowest prices. Sling is still the cheapest of all of the cable cutting options. Now, Sling has announced that they have a completely redesigned app. It's going to focus more on personalized recommendations, similar to what YouTube TV and Netflix do. So the new Sling TV app is going to roll out to select customers using Amazon Fire TV devices first, and then other platforms will be added later on this year. The redesign has lots of changes. It has a new home screen that focuses on content recommendation. However, if people still like a cable-like grid, which a lot of people do, that's still going to be there, so that's not going to be you know, eliminated. But it looks a lot cleaner. I've seen some of the screenshots, and it definitely looks a lot better. It, also, Sling's cloud DVR now gets its own tab, so it makes it easier to sort through what you've actually recorded. That's also a nice feature. On YouTube TV, which is what I have, it's actually called the library. So it makes it just a nicer and cleaner experience to kind of go through and know exactly what you're looking for and how to find it. By default, Sling TV comes with 50 hours of DVR space per month, but you can expand that to 200 hours for an extra $5 a month. So overall, Sling TV is still doing really well. The reason that I have not, I've demoed all of these, but the reason I didn't go with it was just because they still don't have all of the channel options that YouTube TV has, so that's why I've stuck with that. But Hulu is catching up. Hulu and live TV is, I think their interface needs a real overhaul as well, but they're on the move. They're catching up in terms
on
of having...
On the move.
Yeah, they're having... they're getting all of the same channels. Eventually, that's where everybody's going to be.
All right. This is not an app that I saw. It's a tool currently available as a feature for T-Mobile customers. This is an opt-in service. It's called Scam Block. Have you seen this?
There are a lot of those like that. Yeah.
Robocalls. You can't. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even reach your phone, though. That's something I'd be interested in, frankly.
Yeah.
But I don't have T-Mobile. That's the problem.
Verizon makes one, too.
Do they? Okay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.